You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word. Command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, to shift, to change, to move, to do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your increase, your victory, your abundance in every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we just receive it. And all in agreement say, amen, 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 amen. You can have a seat. Well, you know how your pastor is. He always thinking ahead. So today I got a new message. I'm going to deal with a pandemic. But I'm going to get you to take an assessment to locate where you are in this pandemic. So I can't tell you what the pandemic is until after you take the assessment. Is that all right, Miss Nicole? Because see, I know how we are as Christians. How many of y'all know how we are as Christians? Can we be special sometime? Can we cheat a little bit? Can we skew the numbers to make sure they don't line up with what we don't want to face? Am I lying on anybody or y'all can identify? Okay, well, I got some honest people on this side. I didn't hear nobody say nothing on this side. Jacoby, can we get a witness? All right, okay, all right. Jacoby said we can get a witness. All right, so y'all ready? All right, we ready, Shay? We ready back there? All right. Assessment. Notice I didn't say what it was. We're just dealing with a pandemic. Look, Megan looking too. Megan got the pen out of it. So this is all I want y'all to do. Just put a check on your paper so that way you'll be able to count them as to how much when I go to bring the answer to you. Okay? All right. Number one, have you noticed a change in your energy? And just put a check right there if you notice a change in your energy. And you know, some of y'all might be bold enough, you know, put up your hand if you want to. Anybody want to be bold enough, you notice a change in your energy? All right, okay. All right, this side coming back, they're coming back. All right, they're coming back. Why do you think your energy changed? Anybody want to holler out? I got a mic coming your way. Why you know, what have you noticed about a change in your energy?
Working from home, you seem like you're just sitting down all the time.
Oh, okay, working from home, mm-hmm. Sitting down all the time. Okay, mm-hmm. Got one right behind you. And this is a conversation, church, so we talk back.
You can't see people's faces.
You can't see people's faces?
So, you know, I mean, expressions are lost.
Okay, expressions are lost.
You can't see joy, you can't see happiness.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you can tell by their eyes.
But okay.
You don't even know what people look like anymore.
Okay, all right. Yes, ma'am. Seasons have changed. Okay. Which season you like?
Anytime I can wear flip-flops.
Okay. Okay. All right. Y'all heard it. All right. Number two. Do you feel tired more often? Now, ask about your energy. Now I'm asking, are you tired more often? Some people saying no. Are you tired more often? Just answer the question. Don't try to rationalize. What's that key word? Minimize. No, he really didn't mean that like that. Well, I'm feeling a certain way, but that's normal. All right, number three. I don't know how many numbers I got, so y'all got to keep up with the numbers. Are you self-medicating? You asked what that means? Are you drugging more? Are you drinking more? And because this is church, are you masturbating more? Yeah, that's right. I said this is church, right? We can talk about real stuff in church. Street can talk about it, but we can't talk about it. Well, what else are we doing more of? I mean, y'all holler out don't mean you doing it. Eating. Are we eating more? Okay, I appreciate your honesty over what's going on this side. Sir, you got to back them up. You got to back them up. Sleeping more. Shopping more. Who said that? Yeah, she in the mall all the time. What's that store she go to and gets her in trouble every time? Home Goods. Y'all know what Home Goods is? All right, raise your hand. You know what Home Goods is. All right, y'all medicating then. Okay, all right. Okay, so are you self-medicating? Okay, and you know why you're doing it. You're doing it so you don't have to feel. Just getting, Ross, I'm getting started now. All right, what's this, number four? Are there days when you skip personal hygiene? Uh-oh. Yeah, everybody raise your hand. Just raise your hand on there. Everybody just raise your hand. I mean, you wearing them same jeans 7 days a week. Okay, Pastor. Don't be talking about Pastor. That's it. Even my wife and my daughter said, Daddy, when I came over here last Wednesday, you had that shirt on. And I do like this. Still smell good. Then she said, but Dad, remember you got a smelling problem. Yeah. So, okay, all right, what other ways you not dealing with personal hygiene? Y'all are brushing your teeth, though, right? Okay, all right, so as long as we know we're brushing the teeth, huh? Shaving. Okay, yeah, I'm with you on that one. I see how far I can go. Shaving, what else?
Not wearing a bra.
Not wearing a bra. Okay, all right. Okay, this is real up here. This is real up in here. Say, before the pandemic, after the pandemic, just don't care. Just don't wear the bra. All right, so that's four, right? Yeah. Y'all looking pretty good on those? All right, well, let's go a little deeper then. In the last 3 to 6 months, has your appetite changed? Ed, you already said it did. Yeah. Has your appetite changed? Yeah. Anybody on a cookie diet? All right, cookie? Huh, that's me? How you know? Well, you know what I got yesterday? I'm telling y'all what she made for me. Pancake. Pancake. And then, see, you know, I be testing the waters. Anybody test the water? So I say, sweetie, I say, you know, pancake good, but, you know, I want some icing. So I say, what kind of icing should I get? You know, to a professional cook, that's an insult. She said, excuse me? I said, what, honey? She said, I make the icing around here. I said, go ahead, baby, go ahead. Yeah, you know. Okay, all right. So my appetite changed. I went from a cookie diet to a cake diet.
What about y'all? Y'all gonna be honest? Yeah. Okay. Well, what kind of diet y'all been messing with?
More junk food.
Eating out.
Eating less.
Okay. All right. She shut everybody down. Okay. Go ahead. Back there, sir.
Vegetables and rice, no meat.
Vegetables and rice, no meat. Okay. Somebody over here?
I just seem like I'm wasting food.
Wasting food. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody else said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasting food. Okay. Has your sex drive decreased? Ain't no ask nobody to say nothing. Let's say, see, where my TikTok clock at, lady? I'm looking at the clock, okay? Looking at the clock. All right, I'm going to keep on going, but y'all did check it, though. Those who involved, you checked it, okay? Are you sleeping more or less? Raise your hand if you're in the more section. All right, I see one person. Two, three, four, five. Who's sleeping more, the rest of y'all?
Sleeping less.
All right, so y'all got those, right? Does it take a long time to make a decision? Uh-oh. This fight temperature right here. Anybody got that one? You ain't got to raise your hand, because I'm getting into personal stuff now. Does it take a long time to make a decision? Do you promise you're going to make one and then don't? I got a question right here, or statement. Does it take a long time to make a decision?
This might be coming up. I can make a decision, but do I act on it?
Okay. All right, okay. So put a double check on that one. That's not in there, but go ahead and put a double check on that. I can make the decision, but I just don't follow through. Don't follow up. Yeah, y'all go ahead and put, we can add, because of Megan, y'all added one to the test. All right, to the pandemic. I'm serious. We promise to make a decision. We say we're going to get back with you. Don't get back. Have y'all done that more? Don't raise your hand. Or are you not even promising? Just don't make the decision. Y'all in the same category, just make the check. I got a question or a statement?
I got a question about what Megan was just saying about not following up on it.
Uh-huh.
Have you really made a decision?
Okay.
If you didn't follow up on it.
Okay. All right. That's a good question. Have you really made a decision if you haven't followed up on it? So let me answer that question in a smaller way. We avoid pain. So when we associate any change with pain, Dale, we won't do it. But if we can find a way to adjust that statement or that decision and reduce pain from it, we'll be a lot more likely to do it. Like for me, I didn't like cutting grass. So I just, and y'all write this down. This is a secret. Can I share a secret with y'all? Yeah. So y'all don't even have to check this one. All you got to do is ask the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher. He's the guide. He takes the things of God and shows it to us. So with everything that I don't like to do, I ask the Holy Spirit, how can I have fun doing this? And he said, Paul, well, you like to always listen to messages and learning. So just put your iPad in. But whatever you buy, don't listen to it until you get ready to cut grass. So what does that do? It makes me want to hurry up and cut grass so I can listen to what I bought. So just make that adjustment. Just ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, how can I do this and have fun? Because if you look at anything you're good at, you have fun doing it. Okay? All right, that's free, but don't check that one. Do you prefer, I'm meddling now. Yeah, let's read this one together. Do you prefer to watch fantasy-based TV shows and movies? Y'all just make sure you put a check on it. I got a question in the back or a statement.
Watch those kinds of movies.
Well, that has increased. Has it increased? That's the question I'm asking. If you're at home more, do y'all have to read in between the line on them? If you've always watched them and now you're at home more, what do you think you're doing? Let's just read in between the lines. Nicole, what number is that? Anybody remember the number?
Eight.
Number eight. That's number nine? Okay. Do you prefer to be alone? Do you prefer to be alone? Yes. Prefer to be alone. Before you interacted with people, and there's introverts and extroverts, and some introverts, you know, they get drained by people, and nothing wrong with that. But this is even taking extroverts to a new level. They starting to be by themselves. But are you doing it more? How many on this side? Y'all just shout at me. Yeah. Okay, just got yes on this side. How many on this side? Okay, they got two. They're doing their hand real cool. Y'all know how to do the cool thing. This people see. This people can't. Do you have a 2 to 5 year plan about life, about promotions, about housing? Do you have a 2 to 5 year plan? Were you planning on being here? You planning on living? You planning on going forward? You look forward to the next day. Have you noticed a change in your motivation? Do I start messing with y'all about church? Have you noticed a difference in people coming to church? Have you noticed a difference in you coming to church? Are you missing more work time? You just don't feel like doing anything. Am I meddling with anybody? Is it okay to meddle? As long as y'all get here, y'all mind if I meddle? Elizabeth, you don't mind if I meddle as long as you get here? Okay. You got to check with people there. Because see, I'm motivated. I'm excited. This lesson took a long time because I had to amass some stuff. Because I knew who I was dealing with. what number are we on? 13? All right. So what I'm teaching on is the pandemic of hopelessness. People are losing hope. People are not wanting to live. People don't have a plan for the future. Because in their mindset, why is it worth living? I've been in this situation for a long time, and I don't see it changing. I don't see it getting any different. And can I be real with you? People are really angry with God. Now, that's not in the assessment, so I can ask y'all to raise your hand. Now, let me see. Let me change it. I got to change it, Wayne. Let me change it, because people have a challenge acknowledging that they're angry with God. So how many of you guys are disappointed with God? Would you raise your hand? See? Okay, so only 3, 4, 5, 6? Okay, I saw your hand. Yours went up first. Do you have any idea? Do you think that God know you're disappointed with him? Yes. You tell him? Who said that? Okay, thank you, man. Appreciate your honesty. Because he knows us. If he knows how much has on our head or how much is not, then he surely knows how angry we are, how disappointed we are. So I got a prayer for that. All right, so from one to three, you need to watch yourself. How many of you think you fall under? No, I'm not even going to ask you. Raise your hand. Not even going to ask you. Then you're going to be lying about it, okay? All right. From one to three, you need to watch yourself as far as getting into this area of hopelessness. Because it's gradual. It's not fast. It's very gradual. From 4 to 5, they are extremely strong indicators. If you checked at least 4 to 5, you got strong indicators going on that you have feelings of hopelessness that is not going to get better. It's going to grow. And see, whatever thought you're thinking, that thought grabs another thought similar to itself. And so if you're in the watch yourself stage, you need to make sure you're starting to watch your thought life. Because the way you got there was through your thoughts and emotions. The way you get free is through your thoughts and emotion depending on God. Because see, he's the only one that can give life. See, his anointing is so strong that he can bring a dead man back to life. So he can bring a dead situation back to a new peak. So we will get into those phases of where we are disappointed with God, and we're going to pray past that. And guess what? All he was doing was waiting on us to come to him. Waiting on us, say, tell the truth. Just tell the truth. God, I was disappointed. Why would we be disappointed in God? Y'all can shout it out to me. Timing. What do you mean by timing? Now you got to get a mic. A mic coming. Because you know you're being seen all over the world. So timing. What about timing? What's wrong with timing? Why would that cause us to be disappointed with God?
I submitted a request in 2001.
2001.
And I would, like to see what the tracking number, the status is.
Okay. All right.
that request.
Okay, all right, all right. She want to know whether it got lost or whether it's still on the way and when it's coming. Okay, who else? She's not the only honest one here, right? We got more honest people, right? How would we get, why would we get disappointed with God? Might come in your way. No, you got to talk, otherwise we can't let you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Why would I be disappointed? Because he didn't do what I wanted him to do.
Okay, okay, all right. Okay, appreciate it. She got a little attitude with that thing, too, don't you? That's why you ain't want the mic, then. You said you ain't need it. He ain't do it. All right, what else we got?
Because life isn't turning out the way that I wanted it to.
Okay, raise your hand, y'all, with that. Life is not turning out the way I wanted it to. Okay. Sharon, go ahead. Got one more coming.
Because I am a tither.
Okay.
I believe that I'm doing everything that his word says that
okay.
I should do about concerning my finances.
Okay.
And he said that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon me. And I didn't ask. I have requested something specific.
Okay.
And it's taking his good old sweet time.
Okay, all right.
Happening. That's why I'm disappointed with God.
Okay, all right. She added it a little bit. She wanted to say more. Y'all know she wanted to say more. She added that thing. She's like, chuk. And then, you know, yeah, that's why she's a teacher. So the teachers, they normally do the red pen, don't they? She was crossing through her own work. Okay, go ahead.
Someone online said experiencing a loss.
Experiencing a loss. Okay. All right. Anybody else on this side? Why you disappointed with God? One coming your way.
I heard people say I'm disappointed at God because of the why.
The why.
Why didn't this happen?
Okay.
Why aren't I financially in the place that I need to be? Why didn't I get the promotion?
Okay. All right. So whys. Okay. All right. Over here.
I'm disappointed with God because of just some clarity of things I need in my life and some things that did not happen
okay.
that I don't feel like they're happening fast enough for me.
Okay, all right, okay. Anybody else? All right, so if you 4 to 5, they're strong indicators, right? All right, if you 6 to 10, you have entered the realm of hopelessness. 6 to 10, you have entered the realm of hopelessness. So we got work to do. But there is anointing present to help us get done what needs to be done. But you, me, we have to get to a place where we recognize that that's our only source. Because see, when we got backups, when we got alcohol waiting, when we got porn waiting, when we got, what else we got waiting? Food, people. We're going to look to them before we look to him. I'm not telling you what I think, I'm telling you what I know. Because I've been disappointed with God, but then I only have to come back to him. Because who has the answer? And you know, this one client, I'm going to say, I won't go into details because they say I can tell it as long as I don't tell the name. But they asked us to agree with them about a job. And we agreed with them about a job, but it took 3 years for the job to manifest. So what we normally say, when, Lord, when? He forgot about me. So then they give us a call one day, and they said, thank you. Because what I realized is that if I had got the job that I asked y'all to agree with when I asked, I would have got a 10% raise. But because God is a perfect God and his timing means everything, because they had to rework things on this position, when I got this raise in God's timing, I got a $25,000 raise. So would you rather have a 10% raise or a $25,000 raise? I'm just asking y'all because y'all money people. So should that have come in their timing or his timing? Now, one thing I don't do, and I'm just giving you an indicator, I don't take up for God. Because if a person believes something, all I can do is give you his truth based off my experience. But I don't see where Jesus defended himself. So I don't feel like I'm supposed to defend him. But what I will do is we're going to go to places. Because I'm going to take you to places where we have created hopelessness in the way we process information. You follow me? Because if you're having a good day, you're not having a good day because it's a good day. You're having a good day because you chose to look at that day as good. If I'm lying on somebody, how do we know the same good day that you can have, somebody you know could get the same raise? You walk in the job and you thinking the supervisors call you in to tell you you're fired, and you go in there and they're giving you a raise. Well, you got the raise, they got the raise. What they upset about is how we process the information that's before us. So you can write this down. And this is an intense word. It's never, say never. The situation, but how we process it. How do we know? Because Jesus was going to the cross and he said, for the joy that is set before me, I endured the cross. Now, how is hanging up on the cross where you're going to be beaten? How can you see that's joy? But he didn't look at that. He looked at us. I'm glad he looked at me, because I don't know about y'all, but I know he looked at me and he said, I'm going to go to the cross for him. So if we can take a situation like that. Now, I don't do babies, but my wife did. Now, my understanding, that's painful. But when the baby come out and you know, we get to jump in, hey, look at the baby. You know, they're looking at us like, strangle him. But, you know, you got the room all set up for the joy that was set before her. She endured pain so we could have a child. But when you look at the child, you see him grow. You know, you got friends that you never had because they about want to see your baby. Then they want to compare. Do they look like him or do they look like her? Then you ask them to leave. Just, is that all you got to say? All right, so let me talk to you about some characteristics, because what I know about human behavior is unless you get people to identify with where they are, they won't choose to be healed. Because how many of y'all know we always talking about the other person? They got an issue. So some of the characteristics about hopelessness is feelings about the future. And what will we tell ourselves if you think we're in a hopeless situation? It's not going to get better. It's been like this for how many years? Long time. I've been doing this for a while, and I still see the same results. How many of us have been on eating programs? Raise your hand if you've been on eating program. How many years have we been doing this one? We'll try a different one each time. Oh, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand about how long it's been. So we see ourselves. Man, I never be in shape. I never be in shape. I never lose the weight. I never. Y'all know those are absolute words. Absolute words. But what is your future like? Is there anything you can smile about? So we're going to get in your head. Another characteristic of hopelessness is motivation or desire. You was excited. You're going to jump out. You're going to do that landscape. Get out there, what happened? Hit a weed. I jumped out in the yard, started, you know, trimming my hedges. Jacob, I was trimming my hedges. I was doing good. Then what happened was, thank God, it started to rain. Look, Sharon laughing there, Sharon laughing. And so what happened was, you know, can I tell you men a secret? If you're married or if you're dating, don't tell your wife or your girlfriend what you're going to do. Just do it. Especially if you have challenges keeping your word. Any man ever had a challenge keeping your word? Raise your hand. All right, I got some honest men. The rest of them, we'll work with them later. So I'm cutting these hedges, man. I'm making them look good, you know, stepping back, measuring everything. Then it started to rain. And I say, hallelujah. Now, why I say hallelujah? Because my wife gets up and she say, honey, I love you, but I don't think you're supposed to be working with electricity while it's raining. I said, you know, you got a point. And I came on in. But I did finish it up on Friday, and I did go back out there. The sun was shining, but I made sure that I did it first thing in the morning. But have you lost your motivation? Have you lost your drive for life and excitement? You know, were you excited at one time when your grandkids came over, and now it's like you find something to do? Are you hiding out more? I'm just talking about hopelessness, guys, because I want you to see it before it becomes a pandemic in this body. Because, see, churches don't want to talk about mental health, but it's too late. I started out in mental health with churches. So, see, my decree and declare that I won't lose one person because of suicide. That somebody noticed it. Somebody said something. Somebody approached them. But most of all, if I can teach you how to think and process information through the Holy Spirit, remember when I say I can teach you, I'm going to bring the information, but it's up to you to receive the Holy Spirit as he teaches and guides and show you the things of God. So that when you wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning, you're so grateful that that's the first place you go. Instead of saying I got to go to work, is I get to go to work. See, you can change words and produce more. I have to. So let me let y'all test it. Worldwide, let's test it. In your right hand, I want you to put get to. Y'all put your hands out. In your left hand, I want you to put have to. Okay? So in a moment, I'm going to tell you to just pick them up. Okay? Y'all just pick it up. In my right hand, I have get to. My left hand, have to. Y'all tell me which one weighs the most. Have to. And how many of y'all feel have to? Wait the most. Now, this is just a word that I spoke, and then you spoke it. Now, this is an invisible weight, that weight has enough power that you can feel the difference in have to or get to. Get to is lighter. So now, how much can we change the way we think by changing the words we use? But see, people think, see, the world got this thing. They'll grab a theory and they'll run with it. But you got to prove Christians. Am I lying on anybody? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. So you just change the wording. But what is it? What were you expecting? The other pandemic is the coronavirus. So a lot of people have lost motivation because they see this in a certain way. You still get to go to restaurants. We still wear masks. We still make an adjustment. But can we live until it's over? Can we make a decision when we wake up that I'm thankful that I'm alive? My family is alive. I have heat. I have water. I have food. Remember I was talking about that chocolate milk? Y'all remember that last Sunday? Wife found a new kind. See, I like when she goes shopping because it's just not, you know, I can't go in there because I'm gonna grab something. But she knows what she's looking for. So I can wake up in the morning and say, thank God I get my chocolate milk. Because, you know, you couldn't get seconds in school. Couldn't get seconds. Tried to bribe people. They didn't even want, they liked the chocolate milk too. But see, that's just me. I decide that I can be blessed by a small little thing of milk. What are you waiting on to be blessed by? What are you waiting on to be excited about? Does everything have to be fixed? All bills have to be paid? Okay, y'all quiet, so I'm just... And this side, I say, won't you go over that side? See, I'm watching their body language. They say, go over here. But until it does, what can you do? But we're going to get into all that. Uh-oh, distorted expectations. I thought they were going to ask me to marry them last week. And what did they do? I have this timeline of when I'm supposed to get married, when I'm supposed to have the children. What else we got expectation about marriage and houses? Y'all want to mess with that? Okay, all right, I'm going to go back to the clock. Distorted expectations. So once you find out that it's distorted, make the adjustment. Or we're going to still wait around for them to change. Codependency. Codependency says, if you don't do this, I won't do this. I have to live my life based off where you are instead of what God called me to be. My wife and I are two people. She has a business. I have a business. When we got married, we didn't stop doing our business. Because she has to give account of what she's been called to do. I have to give account of what I've been called to do. We have to give account of what we've been both called to do, and that's minister. I'm the pastor. She said God did not call her the pastor. Do you know people get mad at her because she won't accept the name First Lady? I mean, fuss at her. Well, you his. You know how smooth she is. She just look at you and smile. But she said, I haven't been called a pastor. I've been called to assist you and to make sure that the dream that we have as ministers come to life. But see, somebody else might have the distorted expectation of that. You ever got in the wrong lane? Uh-oh. Are you willing to acknowledge you're in the wrong lane, or are you just going to keep trying to make wrong right? I haven't seen it work. So when I tell you I don't like pain, I don't like pain because if I don't have to go through it, why do that? Let me learn from you. Since you're not paying attention, you're not listening, you're going to do it your way, not his way, I'm going to see what happened to you. I'm going to step back. Now I'm going to warn you. Let me just ask y'all right quick. Anybody got any distorted expectations? I see three hands over here. Anybody on this side? Appreciate your honesty. So we got to get healing of that we can adjust our mindset. Still believe God, but adjust. Because what are we supposed to be doing in this situation? If they're not talking to me, I'm not going to talk to them. See, we got special people, even in church. I talk to God. He says, speak. Y'all write this down. Y'all know I do it too. I mean, let me say it first. We just had a dude do that. My son-in-law said, I always say, let me say it first, then you write it down. And it's true, because I don't know what I'm going to say until I say it. You know, when you're dealing with special people, you say good morning to them, and you all hype. Good morning, because you're excited about life. That's how you woke up. And they grunt at you. Y'all know people grunt at you? I got one to say grunt. What did you say, Sean? They don't say anything. And you hype. And then codependency, that means they messed up your whole day. But if I stop speaking to them, I enter codependency because now you're determining who I speak to and who I don't. So God told me. Wayne, come up here for a second. All right, so you're not going to speak. I said, you're not going to speak. All right, so you brought right here. Say, good morning, Wayne. Okay, Wayne don't say nothing. So my whole day is ruined, right? Okay, so come up again over on this side. So now I know Wayne not going to speak because I've already seen that. Okay, Wayne, let's walk. Good morning, Wayne. Now, I done walked past Wayne so fast. Did I speak to him? Yeah. Did I smile at him? Yeah. Did I wait to see whether he spoke back? No. That's what freedom looks like, guys. You can do your stuff, but I'm still going to do the right thing. You're not going to change my life based on how you choose to live yours. Because, see, there is peace when I obey what God told me to do. So I asked him, how do I do that, man? He said, just speak, smile, and walk free. So let me keep going because I want to make sure you got where you are. So you guys pretty much got where you were on this? It's feelings about the future, loss of motivation or desire, distorted expectations. Now, let me tell you what hope comes to do. When we start to lose hope, we lose our dreams. But see, guys, it's so gradual that you don't even know you lost it. You had that money box where you were believing in it, or that checking account or that savings account where you were putting away your dreams. And then you stop doing it. You stop giving to it. You decide that it's not worth it anymore. The COVID is here. So we can't live. We can't set things aside anymore. You lose your motivation. Because this is a secret. I learned this at Jobs for Life, a Christian organization that I teach at Boards and Roof. And one of the things that really excited me about the classes was they said, if one person gets a job, 16 other people are watching them. 16 people are watching one person to see what they do with that. So how many people are watching you? You know your family looking at you, right? If you're married, you know your spouse looking at you, right? If you're dating, you know that person is looking at you, right? Who else looking at you? God? Who? Kids looking at you. Well, why would that be important? Porter? I couldn't see the... Okay, can I get a mic? He said kids looking at you. Why would that be important?
Because you're oftentimes going to be their example.
Okay, you're going to be the children's example. Your beliefs change. Your beliefs change. You used to believe this, and now you believe that. You used to believe when you pray, God answered your prayer. You used to believe that when you corrected your wording, then you would have what you say. Then we talked about self-talk, about how many times. How many times, y'all remember? How many words we speak in? How many? 150 to 300 words per minute that you're not even conscious of because you cut it off. But we prayed about that. Your health. When hope leaves, you stop being concerned about your health. If you're on meds, medication, and you know you're supposed to take them, well, a pandemic going on. But I'm not as worried about that pandemic as I'm worried about this one. What's in your heart? What's in your heart? Because you can leave a whole lot quicker when you lose hopelessness. And why is raise your hand, why is out here? Y'all know we special. Y'all just might have well come to the agreement that men are special. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all can identify with that. Yeah. Y'all used to go into the doctor getting things checked. What about us? Men, now I got to take a test. Y'all got to take another test. So how come we don't like to go to the doctor? Okay, I got one over here, one in the whole build. Okay, all right. She said she don't like going either. Why we don't go?
You scared they might find something you don't want to hear about.
Okay, all right. Might find something we don't want to hear. You go ahead.
Scared of needles.
Scared of needles, okay, all right.
I work in healthcare. We're the worst patients.
Okay, ooh, okay, all right. So she said women don't like to go either, all right.
We don't have time for it.
We don't have time for it, all right. Huh?
I feel fine.
I feel fine. Sound like James Brown. I feel good. All right. Who else? I don't have no men on this side? Oh, what'd he say? Oh, he like going to the doctor. Okay. Okay, this side goes to the doctor. All right. Yes, ma'am. Mike coming your way.
Costs too much.
Okay. If you don't have insurance, it costs too much. But when we start to lose hope, we lose our life. And I want you to put under life, I want you beside it in parentheses. The way we start to lose our life is that we live with regrets. That's my creed, is that I'll never live with regrets. If I do something and fail, at least I did it. But remember, I asked God how to have fun doing it. But that's the worst death there is to live with regrets. I didn't try it. I didn't attempt it. I didn't do it. Now let's look at hope zappers. I just want to bring, I'm bringing you all the way in there. What steals our hope? That's money challenges. You know, you're looking at, you thought you had this amount, and then you go and get your car fixed, and it's a whole lot worse than what they thought, and things start to deteriorate and so forth and so on. Or it can be in other areas. You know, like someone mentioned IRS. But when things hit, we respond. And we can go into that dark place where money challenges takes our hope. Relationship baggage. Y'all know everybody carry baggage with you in relationships, right? That's why I strongly suggest premarital counseling. But I only bring healing to what you're willing to acknowledge. If I know you're lying, I'm not going to bring up the lie, because to me, if you're coming to get help and you decide to lie, then it's obvious you don't want to get healed in that area. But I take you back to places where you bring to your marriage everybody that's before you. I'll give you a quick example of that one. All right. Curly, come on up. This is my wife, Curly, right here, the cookie master, the cook master. All right, so I need a grandfather and grandmother over here, a grandfather, grandmother over here. I don't care who you are. Come on up, but move quicker, guys. All right, grandma and grandma. That's Curly's grandma, and this is my grandma. You can come a little closer, baby. Grandfather. Okay, all right. Give me one more set. What's next? Aunts?
Great-grandma.
Great-grandma and great-grandfather over here. Great-grandfather, great-grandmother over here. I got him. Now, when I marry Curly and Curly marry me, who does she get? Huh? What do you say? Everybody? So the way they think, I present that to her. The way they think, guess what?
I present that to you.
There it is right there. But in premarital counseling, what we do is we look at what mom and what great did, what parents did. And what we do is we take that set away. Just that set right here. So is it a lot easier dealing with her when she only has two behind her and I have two behind us? And then we get rid of them. So who are we dealing with now? Each other. So whatever you saw in their marriages, you're going to bring to yours. Whatever I saw in their marriages, I'm going to bring to mine. So she saw abundance and I saw lack. And if I'm not healed of that, I'll take her abundance and help her lose it. Because that's what who did? My family did. Now, she's frustrated because she used to buying everything because she had more than enough. But then I come in there and she thinks she's totally in love with me and I keep messing with her money. Yeah, okay. Y'all follow me? Now, I come from an abusive relationship. That's what I saw them do. And then I try to come swinging in there and she knocked me out. Okay? Because she learned self-defense in her family line. All right, thank you, honey. You have a seat. Okay, all right. We would play fight when we first got married and stuff. And I was telling about karate moves. And the worst move you want to get hit by, other than the loins, is solar plexus. And that's right here. Because it freezes you. So, you know, it's like we playing around. Ha, ha, ha. Boom, she hit me like that. I'm like. That was 15 years ago. I don't play with her no more. Because when she did that, she did it, brother. When she did, she walked out the room. She just left me like that. I said, nah, I ain't playing with you no more. Now I play with the cats. Me and the cat got something going on. Amen? All right. Another hope zapper is unforgiveness. I say, stop it. The one is unforgiveness. Guys, you don't realize how much this can take you to places you can't get out of. I suggest you listen to this song. I've been listening to this song called Mercy. And I'm telling you, this song is awesome. But this unforgiveness piece is no joke. All the enemy knows is that if I can get you upset and to stay in unforgiveness. See, what we miss it is we think, I want to put this. God said that he knows our hearts. So when we get offended, what do? We get offended with somebody, do we act different toward them? But see, because that's conditional love. Unconditional love, he still answers our prayer, but we won't pray it because we got stuff going on. His love never changed. And that's why people keep missing it when they think, you know, I like this other song. What y'all saying, Nicole? Jabber. I've never loved more than I am right now. That's 99% of my challenge in counseling, is getting you to realize you can't earn his love. So you think if you read the Bible more, the Bible is for you. That doesn't make you closer to God. That makes you understand God more. But it doesn't change how he sees us. You think you can give more, and God is going to love you more. That giving is for you. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, what God calls. But when you recognize that you are as loved, I'm just sitting right here in ministry, sitting right here receiving. You're not loved any more than you are right now. When you mess up, his love is what's going to allow you or drive you to change. Because remember, God convicts, he doesn't condemn. Convict means, Paul, you're better than that. Another hope zapper is aging and the deceasing of a loved one. Most people are not prepared for when their loved one goes home. But when you process information differently, you get a different result. When my dad passed, I had already seen his passing. If you go to the hospital once in 6 months, and now you're going 3 in 1 month, does it take a rocket scientist to realize that that's not getting better? So I decided to process his death before he died. But that's me. But I'm telling you that there is a difference, guys. There is a difference. So I'm going to go ahead and get us to where hope is. God's answer to hopelessness is hope. Now, do you feel like you got enough information to know where you stand in hopelessness? Okay, so I'm going to start bringing healing to it, but not all today, but I'm going to bring us to a place. I wanted you to see where you are. Hope allows us to see the future, see that things can be better, see that I have the ability to change things by the way I think, what I say, and what I do. And we're going to look at those things. So the God of hope, let me introduce you to him if you don't know him. That's a song. What was that guy that came out? Alvin Slaughter. I'm going to introduce you to the God of hope. In Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it says, may the God of hope, that's another one of his names. If you're known for that, then what else can you give? If you need hope, guess who he is? The God of hope. Fill you with all joy and peace. Joy is internal, power, anointing, rest, ability. And peace in believing. Uh-oh, here we go. Through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, so he's not leaving us or asking us to do it by ourselves, you will abound in hope. Or are you going to just get a little bit? It's an overflow. Don't get me started about that water. Abound in hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. So the enemy wants us to get so mad with him that we don't read what he says, so we won't know what we're supposed to have. That thing is real, guys. If I don't know what my rights are, then I won't expect my rights. So I'd like to have every head bowed because I want to introduce those people who don't know him, to the God of hope. Regardless of what your life looked like up until this point, I want to thank you in advance, Father, that you're a God of hope. And you have three things. A, B, and C. A is accept them. B is believe them. And C is confess them. So I want to take you to a place. Thanks, Mr. Corey Dennis, for that outline. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, the Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I shall be saved. For with the mouth I confess, and with the heart I believe. So as a result of that, I want those in the congregation to confess with me for those in agreement with those who are starting to believe. So repeat with me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I am saved. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the Son, the S-O-N, in Jesus' name. Amen. And just go to chosenrva.com and you can look up new members and you'll find out. My wife and I, we wrote information about what just took place. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.